We all have those days where the old head's wrecked, don't we?
We sure do.
No, you can't sleep or you're just not yourself.
Mm. And here's the thing, you don't just have to accept that as normal. At yourmentalhealth.ie, there's loads of tips and advice to help you look after yourself, even if you're feeling all right.
Yeah, and they've this handy tool called My Mental Health Plan. 4 simple questions and you'll get a free personalised plan with steps you can take to improve your mental health.
And do you know what? It's not just for when you're feeling low. Checking in with your mental health is like checking the oil in your car. It just keeps things running smoother.
So if you're curious or you just want a bit of practical advice,
head to yourmentalhealth.ie and try My Mental Health Plan. It only takes a couple of minutes and it's for everyone.
It is indeed.
It's for everyone.
It's for all of us.
Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Well, folks, guess what time it is? It's that time of the week again where you get a bonus.
It's time to do the bonus.
The bonus time to
do.
Scooby doo doo bop ba doo bop ba doo.
Beep bop boop 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 boop.
I would listen to a podcast where someone just
scatting, yeah.
You know, Scatman. Scatman. He started doing that to get rid of his stutter.
That's right.
Did it work?
And he mentions it in the song. My son is obsessed. My son's 4. Obsessed with Scatman.
Is he?
It's his favourite song.
I don't like that song.
What? Beep, bop, 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 bop.
It's deadly.
No, it's not.
That's great. That's he passed away since.
It's a banger. Has he passed away?
Old Scatman, yeah.
What's his name?
Yes.
Yes. Breaking news, yes. Passed away.
His name is Scatman. That's a
Anyway, come here. That's
neither here.
Irrelevant.
Or it's neither here or there.
Would you go so far as to say there?
It's not even over there.
No. Right. Let's get into this. Questions from people that aren't on the pod. Listeners. Felt compelled to send this.
Oh.
My brother's local is a pub in Finglas. We call it his office. And he was there as usual this evening. He texted to say Darren Conway was there too. I'm a huge fan of Stallet and of Joe and Darren. Love Ed too. I did not put that in. I've never missed an episode and hoping someone bought me tickets for Christmas to the live show. Anyways, more recently, I've started showing my 15-year-old Darren's videos throughout the years and more recent ones, and we've both laugh together. The biscuit one is her fave. I feel so proud that she has the same sense of humour as me. Back to the story. My brother has sent me a video from his office of Darren saying Happy Christmas to my daughter. That was so good of him. I was a tad jealous too. I told my brother to get him a drink, but he said he had already left. Ask Darren, has he got a link somewhere I can send him a few quid to say thanks? P.S. We're not showing her the video until Christmas Day. Oh, this is before Christmas, obviously. As a surprise, Darren, your little Finglas legend. Thanks a million. Anne-Marie and daughter Zoe. Now, how's that for
there
you?
There you go.
Isn't that lovely?
Isn't that nice?
I can't remember sending that one.
Were you drunk?
No, because like between the cameos and then like some people would DM you sometimes and you just say like, yeah, whatever, and you just send something across, like, you know. So it could be one of them. But no bother.
You were in the pub.
I don't remember what pub I was in Finglas though. Oh, it must have been O'Riordan's in Finglas Village. My uncle was over. The only time I'd ever been in a pub in Finglas is when my uncle is home from England. We go and watch United or something, or a match. So I'd say it was that. Must have been that.
And tickets still available?
Yeah.
If you didn't get any. I'm curious to see if he got tickets. Or she?
She.
Anne-Marie,
yeah. Get Anne-Marie some tickets and she's asked you for a link to send you money, Darren. I don't know.
You're all right. I'm not going to give you my Revolut over this.
We'll put a link to his Revolut.
Nah, go on. Walk away, you're all right.
Go on, that's a freebie, is it?
Oh, get yourself a takeaway out of that. Go on, get yourself something nice.
Dara from Blanche. Hello, Owen, Ed and Co. Oh, Owen first, me, and then you. Jesus.
Are we co?
And co, you're co. Okay.
So did he actually say their names at all? Or?
Hello, Owen / Ed and co. Jesus, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, but he's doing that because he knows you read the questions.
Oh, that hopefully makes some sense. I was thinking, are there any sounds that irrationally annoy you both or just really get under your skin. I know this isn't really irrational, but I can't stand eating with someone in quiet. You can hear them chew even with their mouth closed. And I was in the library the other day doing work, and someone across from me was doing these monster snotty nostril inhales every 30 seconds.
Bubbles.
I had to put my earphones in full blast. It was doing my head in. Dara from Blanche. So people eating in a quiet room.
I have one straight off the bat. The most annoying noise in the world is when a dog is licking their paws. That is the most annoying fucking noise. And especially at night when you can hear it and everything is silent.
Yeah.
It's the worst noise ever.
I mean, a dog crying is fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Or a baby crying. It's supposed to be. It's designed.
It's supposed to be, yeah.
Designed to be annoying. But that's kind of rational. It's irrational.
Oh.
You all right? Are you knocking that mic out?
That mic's at the nearly taking a swing at me there. Come on.
Do it again.
I dare you. Frank's nail came out of the socket.
Ooh.
Like ripped out. Ooh. Got caught in a shower. And to bring him to the vet. And automatically he just keeps trying to lick the wound, like, so we had to get a cone on his head. And you take the cone out, like, you can't leave him in the cone all day. And he just like tries to keep licking it, but like you just hear him at night just going. And it's like, I'm gonna fucking snap. Yeah. I'm gonna flip, I swear to God.
I'm gonna rip all of his other nails out.
Ah, no.
Jesus.
No, but it's just a horrible noise, like.
Instead of putting a cone on his head, could you not just put like a glove on him or something?
He rips them off.
Cone on his foot.
Yeah, it's something like that.
He looks real sad in a cone and around his head.
It's hilarious. They're pathetic.
But you know, they don't have any, like obviously they're dogs, but like they don't have an awareness of, like, they know the cone's on the head, but like if we had a cone on our head and we were walking, we'd avoid things.
Yeah.
But they just like go, and like just hit off walls and wardrobes and beds. And
they don't try to fix it. Like they just stay
there with it, like, and they're like trying to move. Like, and it's like, just like stop walking for that moment or something.
Yeah. Like go back up and then retry.
Yeah. Or just like tilt a little bit to not hit the wall.
They're very stupid animals.
Whereas cats are working the angles. Like they're doing trigonometry and they'll have it all down.
But that's why they have whiskers. Yeah. Cats' whiskers are wider than their shoulders. So if their whiskers can get through a gap, they can get through it. Which I think is crazy, because if you cut their whiskers, that's fucking hilarious.
Please don't tell me I've done that as a child.
That's hilarious.
I'd like to distance Go Loud Productions from what Joe just said. Do not recommend.
Just a little cutting of the whiskers. Just a little trim.
Just a little.
Bit off the ends.
Yeah, just
split ends. Sometimes cats' whiskers get split ends. Just cut them off.
Any other sounds?
No, but that's a condition. If you don't like the sound of people eating and mouth sounds, that's a clinical condition that you have. I can't remember what it's called. It's called like somnophobia. But there's a word for it.
Does it bother you?
The sound of people eating? No. I mean,
isn't that one of them things that, like, if you hyper focus on it, like, it's going to annoy you?
If I'm eating, it'll turn me off. Like, my dad used to dip everything into his curry sauce. And it'd be too hot for him, but he'd still be trying to get it. It'd be like, and it'd be fucking dripping back into the tray and all. And now that would just be disgusting.
Misophobia.
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 It's a condition.
Misophobia.
Misophobia.
You said it.
Yeah. You said it. Yeah, that's what it's called then.
Mm.
It's a condition. It's a real condition that you have.
There must be a dad thing as well. My dad would eat sausages and he'd just throw it in piping hot and then he'd toss it around the inside of his mouth.
Yeah.
Dad racks.
Wait for it to
It's going
to
get colder.
You're not a child.
It's going to cool down at some point.
Night. You know, you're 13 kids. It's over. That's behind you. Now you don't have to rush. Like, he'd be flinging it back side to side in his mouth, trying to cool it down in his mouth.
Yeah.
Dude, just give it a second, man. God.
But you know, like, say if you're in like a cafe or something, do you ever do it where you just focus and there's so many people talking?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's muffled, like.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to just go, I need to step outside or something for a minute. Do you ever get that?
It's overwhelming, yeah.
So it's kind of like that if you focus on someone's eating, like the noise of that, you might just like go, ah!
Ed, I don't know if you get this, but when you're in the car with the kids,
mm-hmm.
does your missus try to talk to you over the kids? and you're in some way, somehow you're supposed to be able to focus on A, driving,
yeah.
B, listening to what she's saying, all while the kids are shouting in the back.
It can be a lot. With the radio on as well.
And then the radio's on as well, yeah.
Yeah.
But even when you turn the radio on to try, it's too much. Mm. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I think men can only focus on one thing at a time, whereas women...
Multitasking.
They can multitask and multi-think.
Yeah. Multi-think.
I can't.
We all have those days where the old head's wrecked, don't we?
We sure do.
No, you can't sleep or you're just not yourself.
Mm. And here's the thing, you don't just have to accept that as normal. At yourmentalhealth.ie, there's loads of tips and advice to help you look after yourself, even if you're feeling all right.
Yeah, and they've this handy tool called My Mental Health Plan. 4 simple questions and you'll get a free personalised plan with steps you can take to improve your mental health.
And do you know what? It's not just for when you're feeling low. Checking in with your mental health is like checking the oil in your car. It just keeps things running smoother.
So if you're curious or you just want a bit of practical advice,
head to yourmentalhealth.ie and try My Mental Health Plan. It only takes a couple of minutes and it's for everyone.
It is indeed.
It's for everyone.
It's for all of us.
Dylan Rochford.
Child.
Lads, this is winding me up and I can't relax until someone explains it to me. Why do cinemas have 2 pull doors before you reach the screen and then be met with a foldable chair? This is an unnecessary obstacle course considering any normal cinema goer would have their hands full with popcorn, a drink, maybe a third snack and your ticket. Why can't the cinema have push doors and why can't the foldable chairs be set down unless manually adjusted? This country is a mess.
Ooh,
Dylan makes some powerful points.
I fucking couldn't agree more.
Yeah, when you think about it.
Just on, is it on with the chairs that you just have to like pull it down? Like?
Yeah, a lot of, yeah. You need your hands a lot to get from A to B.
You could be holding a lot of shit.
The chairs now, not too much because you can use your bum. You can pull it down with your bum, but it's still kind of off balance and it's awkward. Yeah, why did he have to pull down chairs? So that he can clean them?
Yeah.
It's probably more so for them then.
Yeah.
So they could just pull it up and then everything falls off it?
Like a football stadium.
So you can kind of sweep easier.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah, and the football.
Some of them now don't have. They don't. They're just like chairs. Like,
are they?
I don't know.
No,
I think
all of them come down.
In the lighthouse, it's they're set.
Oh yeah, in the lighthouse, yeah, and the IFI, I think
the fancy ones.
Yeah,
different class of people.
Yeah, no popcorn or snacks.
No, different class of people.
Completely.
Yeah. No butter.
Absolutely none of that. Foie gras. You might get a bit of that.
Pate.
Yeah, a bit of pate on the old seats, but. That is a good point that Dylan makes.
The doors should swing
like
both ways.
In some cinemas, like, you walk through the doors and then there's more doors and big corridors. It's like, it's too long. Too long of a walk.
It's a lot.
You'd expect to just open 2 doors and there's the screen and the chairs. But it's like a fucking airport terminal or something sometimes.
I wonder, has that got to do with sound? So it doesn't bleed from the... If you're too close to the...
I miss people bringing you to your seats. Like you kind
with
of just
a flashlight.
Yeah. And you told that's your seat. You sit there. Now it's a free for all. You get to your seat and there's somebody already sitting there. You're like, oh well, I just have to fucking figure this out myself.
If you book it online, you have to pick a seat.
Yeah, but
you don't actually sit in it.
No one sits in their right seat.
I used to work in a cinema. I remember Virgin Cinemas.
Yeah.
Cineworld. I had a job there for a couple of years and showing people to their seats, incredibly stressful situation because invariably there's going to be somebody already and they're not going to react well. So you'd have to, you know, it's just doing that.
How did you find taking people out that were acting the bollocks?
Oh, I was no good at it. No good.
How would you approach that?
Oh, then we'd just get security. Okay. With a couple of lads that would just go, oh.
I used to fleece Virgin.
What did you do?
It's okay because it's gone.
It's gone now.
It's gone now.
It's
gone
its own cola as well, remember?
Virgin cola, yeah.
Virgin cola, yeah.
Disgusting.
Are you like you could just go up and take popcorn off the stand? The stand was just loads of bags of popcorn in the middle of the, and you could just take and walk out.
Nice,
Jesus. And nobody would stop you. And it's the same as the sweets and all. It was all just kind of
very inviting
because you'd have to pick up the popcorn and then go up to the tills to pay. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Back when I was virgin, and you used to go up the big stairs and then they'd split.
That's it, yeah.
At the side and go around.
I don't even remember a virgin cinema.
Do you know?
It's where Cineworld is now.
Is that where that was?
Mm. Anyway, somewhat Christmas related, but I was at my annual mass on Christmas Eve and naturally my mind started to wander and I got to really thinking about the life of a priest in the year of our Lord 2026. It actually only occurred to me what a tough old gig it must be. Our parish is a big one, and the poor lad must be getting calls from christenings, weddings and funerals all day every day. Not to mention the masses he has to perform, the visiting of the sick, etc, etc. As Joe thinks everything is easy peasy, does he think he could do it? Riding aloud, of course. Sarah in Rathfarnham.
Swear to God, I think I would smash it as a priest. I was in the church on Christmas Day, and I was just thinking, no one's paying attention here because, and I know it feels like it's across the board. Mm. With all priests, it's like that told, don't put any energy or any effort into this.
Bar the life out of everyone.
But I think, give it some. Give it some. There's a priest in Sheriff Street, the church down in Sheriff Street, box office. He's amazing. And there's another priest on Gardner Street in that big church up there. They have like a choir. It's brilliant. It's good crack. It's like going to a fucking show.
It's theatre though, isn't it? I mean, the majority of it is theatre.
It is.
You're doing what? Matinee?
Well, it should be. It should be theatre, but it's not enough theatre, I don't think.
It's a hard gig though, isn't it? I think it's tough.
Hmm.
It is.
It is not.
It is.
It's not. Being a priest is hard.
You're probably, as Sarah mentions, a good sized parish, even down the country, you're doing what? 2, 3, 4 funerals a week? 1 wedding? A christening? It's no joke. It's 7 days a week. And 2 masses a day?
Christenings once a month. In my church, it says christenings on the 4th Sunday of every month. So it's
they batch it.
Load of kids getting thrown into the water.
Yeah, 100 of them.
That's how they do it.
Do the lotto slide.
Yeah, yeah. They all just leave the tap running.
But I think it's a hard old, hard lonely old, do they go for pints?
Yeah.
Do they?
Some of them do, yeah.
Not allowed, but they do.
You're allowed. Of course you're allowed to have a pint.
Yeah, should they drink a wine or not?
They're supposed, like a priest is supposed to be the pillar, the center point of communities, of each parish, constituency, whatever the fuck you want to call it. A priest should be the moral guidance, the moral centre of any parish in that community. I mean, I don't think they are so much anymore, but I think that's down to us as a society just not putting as much. I mean, I say that's not down to us, like it's up to us to put somebody in that position.
So you think it'd be easy?
Oh yeah, I think it'd be easy. I think it'd be lovely. I think it'd be really, I think it would be the most fulfilling
job. Would
you
take great pride in it?
If you were a priest, if you got into the priesthood, it's very hard to become a priest. Very hard to become a priest. If you go through all of that process, and if you genuinely believe that you're a direct line to God, to Jesus Christ, if you genuinely believe that, and you believe that you have the power
to spread
Jesus Christ passes through you, to turn bread into Jesus' body, and to turn wine into Jesus' blood, and if you 100% have absolute faith and conviction in that, that would be the most incredible, most fulfilling job anyone could ever have.
But you get to do an exorcism as well, would you?
Rare enough, I'd say.
Some priests.
What if you're into runners?
Priests have lives. Like, my priest came over to me after play the PlayStation.
And what did you do to him?
I burnt him with...
You burnt him.
I gave him VR. I gave him VR golf way better than FIFA.
Poor old Father Anthony. God. That's it, lads. You've used up all your questions. Good shout.
I'll be okay.
Well, thanks very much for sending them in. If you have any more, send them into the stall@goloudnow.com.
And if you haven't already, buy your tickets for Stall It Live at Vicar Street on February 12th.
And thank you, Anne-Marie, and get her a ticket.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
We all have those days where the old head's wrecked, don't we?
We sure do.
No, you can't sleep or you're just not yourself.
And here's the thing, you don't just have to accept that as normal. At yourmentalhealth.ie, there's loads of tips and advice to help you look after yourself, even if you're feeling alright.
Yeah, and they've this handy tool called My Mental Health Plan. 4 simple questions and you'll get a free personalised plan with steps you can take to improve your mental health.
And do you know what? It's not just for when you're feeling low. Checking in with your mental health is like checking the oil in your car. It just keeps things running smoother.
So if you're curious or you just want a bit of practical advice,
head to yourmentalhealth.ie and try My Mental Health Plan. It only takes a couple of minutes and it's for everyone.
It is indeed.
It's for everyone.
It's for all of us.